Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you have an adult child, does he or she still live at home? If they do, do they help out with the bills at least?
A new survey from Savings.com finds nearly half of American parents with adult kids continues to support them financially. Mark Rylance is a financial planner in Newport Beach. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure.
So how much money are we talking about here? How much do the average parents spend help their kids out with?
Well, you know, according to this report, it says about, $1,400 a month.
Wow.
Which is mind-blowing to me.
I did not have those parents.
Yeah, right.
Well, you want to help your kids, obviously, in any way you can, but how might this mess up the parents' retirement plans?
Well, you know, it's interestingly enough, I just got back from a, you know, 4-city college tour with my son late last night. And so, you know, once I'm through college, I'm going to be kind of in the same boat. And, you know, what we typically see is that's when the savings for retirement really kicks into high gear, is once you get the last kid out of school and out of the house and you're no longer spending on them. So obviously that's $1,400 that's not going towards savings. I was trying to think why, you know, another thing why this could be happening, as to why they can maybe afford this without, you know, curbing their spending. And I think one part is because everybody's refinanced their houses with these low mortgages. So they're still not being as taxed as some might think.
Yeah. You know, speaking of which, with the mortgage rates going back up, is that going to kind of curtail this?
Well, certainly for those who don't have a house. I mean, again, the parents are probably refinanced. They're probably have a low mortgage payment. But I recently did a client webinar, and one of the stats that I had, I'm looking at it right here, is the U.S. median housing payment went from 29% in 2000 to 46% of disposable income. So almost half of people's disposable income is going towards housing. And so for us, it's very common now to do planning with parents, your retirement planning, and weaving in how they're going to help kids, you know, afford housing, especially in Southern California, which is really difficult, as you all know.
What type of advice might you have for parents helping out their kids? Is a repayment plan something they should be looking at, or maybe just have them come over, do some household chores, water the grass, wash the car?
You know, I, you know, it's, I don't see an easy out on this. And we've had lots of conversations with parents. I think you just have to have a respectful conversation and set certain milestones. Okay, you're not paying anything right now, but within 3 months, you're paying this. And then 6 months, you're paying that. And, you know, when I was a kid, you know, graduated school, I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I think one of the problems is people's, you know, real disposable income after inflation and all these other costs they have is, you know, is declining. It's not in, you know, it's not going up.
You know, to widen the picture out a little bit here, as I recall, and maybe I'm wrong, you can correct me, there was a time when kids were expected to do better than their parents. As a matter of fact, in some cases, they did so well that it was the kids who came back and helped the parents out with some financial help. But now right. We have this reversal here where it's parents continuing to help the kids who aren't doing as well as maybe the parents did when they were that age. Is this a wider cultural trend developing here?
You know, it sure feels like it. And I just think it's hard, you know, with, you know, housing prices going up 30% or whatever they've gone up in the last couple of years. You've got these millennials and Gen Ys that their crypto accounts have blown up. I mean, it's You know, and let's face it, the millennial lifestyle is there's not a lot of budgeting going on, and not to, you know, knock that generation, but I have kids in this thing, and they're going out to dinner, they're going to happy hour with their friends, they're Venmoing each other back and forth. I highly doubt that they have any resemblance of a budgeting mindset, and so it kind of feels like, yeah, this is a trend for sure.
Mark, this is the result of a new survey that just came out. But tell me, do you have any clients, be them kids, be them parents, dealing with this very type of situation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I oftentimes joke, if you have two or three kids, certainly three kids, one of them is going to be at least dependent on the parent in some regards. It's very rare for them not to. And it's a real challenge, because for these parents, they want to see their kids succeed. They want to help them, but they know they're enabling them. And it's tough. It's tough love is a difficult thing to do. Hmm. So that's why I do think you kind of have to set time frames and make sure that there's no surprise. Otherwise, these conversations get really difficult and really intense if you're not foreshadowing what's to come in the future.
So does this mean I'm lucky because I don't have kids? I do, however, have a couple of cats. How much money should I be giving to the cats?
That's a good question. I don't know how much you should give the cats. I did read a story recently that it was an article on estate planning for dogs and cats.
Oh, there you go. I need that.
There you go. Yeah.
Rob, you just need to be kind to your cats when it comes to your will. Make sure that they're involved in the will.
They have promised that when I die, my body will not go to waste, that they will eat it. And that way there's no funeral expenses or anything like that. Not to mention how much food that we're spending on them. Cat toys, cat towers, and not just cats. But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, estate planning for dogs and cats. You've got dogs there. People want. This is a serious question now. People really want to take care of their pets.
Okay.
Yep. Right?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So forget the kids. Take care of the dogs and cats.
Forget the kids. Hey, maybe we should just move in with our parents, right?
I think so. You know, I would like to do that. Unfortunately, I can't. Mark Rylance is a financial planner in Newport Beach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.